Hello, welcome back. If you're old and welcome if you're new, we're going to be doing a new case study today. We're going to be doing Machine Gun Kelly. Okay, we're going to talk about an American gangster from Memphis, Tennessee during the Prohibition era. His nickname came from his favorite weapon, a Thomas submachine gun. He is best known for the kidnapping of the old tycoon and businessman Charles F. Ulster in July 1933, from which he and his gang collected 200,000 ransoms. That's around $4 million as of today. Charles had collected and left considerable evidence that assisted the subsequent FBI agent, which eventually led to Kelly's arrest in Memphis, Tennessee on September 26, 1933. His crimes also included bootlegging and armed robbery. Machine Gun Kelly spent his remaining 21 years in prison. That is such a long time to me. During his time at Alcatraz, he got the nickname Pop Gun Kelly. Kind of the same as Machine Gun Kelly, if you think about it. According to his fellow inmates, Dale Stamphill, the nickname originated because he told big fish stories. The cons called him Pop Gun Kelly after cork guns that were popular with kids. The guys didn't take him seriously at all, apparently. Dating back to 1933 now, police were able to bring down George, also known as Machine Gun Kelly, with the fingerprints left behind by one of his kidnapping victims. Spanning the Prohibition era, Kelly was a notorious bootlegger, kidnapper, and extortionist. He was a fearless robber, calling himself Machine Gun Kelly, a deadly master of a Tommy gun, who signed his hold-ups by blasting his name across billboards and bank walls. George Machine Gun Kelly died of a heart attack at the Federal Penitentiary, Lindworth, Kansas, on July 17, 1954. Machine Gun Kelly was a crazy man with a gun, am I right? LOL. This is going to be the end of it. I'm glad that y'all came back if you did, and if you didn't, well, I hope you come back next week for our next case study.